The Richland Bean Blossom Community School Board has approved contracting with investment bankers George K. Baum and Company to assist with its finances. In last night's school board meeting, Superintendent Mike Wilcox acknowledged the budget is his responsibility, but he said, quote, "A second pair of eyes is greatly appreciated," unquote. According to School Board Vice President Dana Kerr, the RBB School Corporation will pay George K. Baum and Company $7,000 up front to analyze past budgets. The school corporation will pay another $1,600 a month for ongoing auditing. Wilcox and the school board will have come under scrutiny in the wake of an error Wilcox made in filing financial documents with the Department of Local Government Finance. The error came to light when area residents were caught off guard by increased property tax bills. The error has resulted in a $1.1 million increase in property tax collection for Richmond Bean Blossom. According to Monroe County Auditor Kathy Smith, the error meant the school system ended up with a tax rate of 72.8 cents per every $100 of assessed value, when the rate should have been 61 cents per hundred. According to Smith, 10,600 tax bills were overcharged. Area residents attending last night's board meeting spoke out against the contract and the error that prompted it. Area resident Dave Jenner, who has two children in Richmond Bean Blossom Schools, took Wilcox and the board to task over the contract.
That's what the superintendent's job is. That's his number one job. I mean, if it was, you guys are the largest corporation in this two townships. You guys spend more money than any other business in the place. You got to have good accounting. And the idea of having to have somebody come in and hold your hand, I don't understand that.
Area resident Caitlin Owen expressed concern that the cost of the financial services contract will be yet another burden on taxpayers.
But there are people here that live on a very fixed income, whether that be people who are retired or young families starting out or college students who live paycheck to paycheck or budget to budget. And this is something that everyone here is going to have to figure out how to accommodate. There are some families that it may not impact as hard as others, but there are over 10,000 taxpayers here that this affects.
Kathy Abel is a Bean Blossom Township resident and taxpayer. She told school board in April that her tax bill had increased 14%. Last night, she said the board has lost the confidence of the community.
I want to impress upon you how much you have lost our trust. We don't trust this board at all. We don't trust you to spend money. We don't trust you for the next 7 years to do this huge capital project that you've created and plan to spend $50 million more of our dollars over the next 7 years. If we can't trust you to do our taxes right, we can't trust you to spend $50 million more. Please make changes. Please communicate with us. I've asked this before. We will show up to the board meetings now, as you can see. But we need to be able to trust our school board. Thank you.
Abel was followed by unidentified man who said, quote, "All I ask is that you just resign," unquote. It was unclear if his request was meant for Wilcox, the board, or both. Another audience member warned the board, quote, "November is coming," unquote. Without referencing any specific public comment, board member Jimmy Dornil cautioned the public about judging the board without having all the facts.
There's a lot of things that are being said on Facebook, a lot of things being said through the social media that just don't have any basis to them. So I did really encourage you to, if you have some questions about the veracity of this board or whether we're telling the truth or not, I'd really wish you'd contact us personally and instead of making effort to work against us. This system is dear to our hearts. I mean, we want to make it work right. But I just encourage you to do that. I know you're concerned. It shocked me when my taxes went up. But just dig into it a little bit and make sure you've got your facts straight.
For his part, Superintendent Wilcox said he hated, quote, "all that has happened," unquote.
I am sorry that it happened, and all of us up here are very sorry that it happened. As Dana stated earlier and in his statement, that I hope that the good faith effort to make the most of the extra that was collected will be appreciated.
Board Vice President Dana Kerr addressed the tax era in a statement provided to Indianapolis journalist Kara Kenny at RTV6 on May 10th. He said, quote, "The increased funds may be used for debt service only," unquote. The tax era statement went on to say, "The extra money has allowed Richmond Bean Blossom to restructure new bonds meant to fund several projects already approved for Edgewood Primary and Intermediate Schools."